All right, we'd like to call to order the city council meeting of the city of Cedar Hills being held at the Community Recreation Center on Tuesday, May 7th, 2019. We're beginning at 7 PM. Our pledge this evening will be led by Councilmember Geddes, after which an invocation will begin by Councilmember Ellsworth.
Will the audience please rise?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this time to meet together as a city council. Grateful for the opportunity to represent our community. Please bless that we can conduct our business here with wisdom and in a way that's beneficial to our residents. And to have thy spirit here and to have a good meeting. Pray for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. So we'd like to excuse our mayor, Jamie Reese, who's flying to Sweden for a study abroad. And we will move on then with our council meeting. We need to approve the meeting agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Thank you. Motion made by Councilmember Ellsworth. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Second made by Councilmember Miller. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. We'll move on to our public comment portion. I didn't see anyone signed up on the public comment. Okay, so no one signed up for public comments. We'll close the public comment section of this meeting and move on to city reports and business. We'll start with our city manager, Mr. Goodman.
Okay, thank you. We have a number of rec programs going on, or trying to go on right now, but the weather is not cooperating. It's been very difficult to get golf up and going and rec programs, but we're trying to make up some ground. It's been especially difficult on golf revenues, especially. Current programs that we have for registration are lacrosse, summer bowling league, summer science class, summer Lego camp, and golf clinics. Also, coaches pitch and t-ball closes at the end of next week, so if you have interested kids, get them signed up. And then we are gearing up for the family festival. The mailing went out, so you'll see the magazines in your home, in your mailbox. And we also included Alpine in that mailing list this year. The grand marshals are Matt and Jeanette Bennett. They've been instrumental with creating the magazine for us. They work with Utah Valley Magazine, who are also residents there. They've been fantastic to work with over the years, and we're excited about them being our grand marshals. But we'd encourage you all to encourage your neighbors to get tickets to the family festival while they're available. Front desk. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Just a reminder that May 18th at 10 a.m. is the Cedar Hills Day of Service. I believe there's four separate projects that volunteers will be helping out with to beautify our city. I encourage you all to invite your neighbors and come and get your hands dirty, council and staff. And it's a good time, and it's a good opportunity to meet people and get to know people even better and make our city even more wonderful than it
otherwise.
Where
do we meet? Heritage Park?
Heritage Park.
Great, thank you. And I have nothing to report.
Nothing really to report other than I did attend the Utah League of City of Towns Good Conference in St. George. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And came back with some good ideas. We presented some of those in the future that I think that we could work on as a city. So I thought it was time well spent.
Great, thank you. Councilmember Ellsworth.
Nothing this time.
Thank you. All right, then we will move on from city reports and business to our scheduled items and public hearings. So we have a review action item, it's number 6 on the agenda, and public hearing on the final plan approval for Taco Bell and for a storage facility in the Cedar Hills Gateway Commercial Subdivision located on 40 and West.
Okay.
And Mr. Goodwin is presenting.
Okay, let's start with Taco Bell.
We went over this in work session, I'll briefly go over the changes, the site plan. The last time we've seen it, I believe that the only two changes in the site plan were remarkably the same as the last time we saw it in, I think it was March. The only difference is this stretch of land here has been narrowed from approximately 4 feet to 2.7 feet. What that is, that's just a landscaping buffer between incoming traffic onto the site and the drive-through itself. The Planning Commission wanted that to be a little bit wider, but as I mentioned in the work session, there's not a lot of variability on a number of these items in the site plan. The drive aisle here is set in its width by code. The parking stalls are set in width and depth by code. The sidewalk here is set by federal standards for ADA. The drive-through itself is not necessarily set, but for functionality purposes it is. And then the road itself, we've asked them to widen this road, so really the only flexibility on the site is the building itself and this little strip of land here. Taco Bell came back with some minor changes to their building, which expanded their footprint by about a foot, which had to be chewed up and eaten out of this strip of land, so that's why it's 2.7 feet. The only other change, you don't really see it on this site plan itself, is that the stormwater will no longer be moved and contained into a communal stormwater system, but rather each site will maintain its own stormwater on its own parcel. The Taco Bell elevations have not changed from the last time you saw them. They've indicated the site plan, on the site plan it shows a spot for a monument sign, but the building itself shows a number of spots where you'll see the Taco Bell logo. And then, you don't really see it on this, but they have agreed that this material, rather than being metallic look, would be of an organic nature, such as wood. So, on the Taco Bell itself, what can I ask? What kind of questions can I answer on the Taco Bell?
We asked a lot of questions that we had during the work session. Councilmember Davis, did you have any questions about this?
No, I looked at the elevations that you presented to us. I think you did a good job of addressing what the mayor pro tem suggested as well.
Yeah.
The brick here looks pretty brown, but I'm assuming it's more of a red. It's just a
color, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the Taco Bell. Let's talk about the storage facility. The storage facility has not changed the site plan at all. This image right here, you see, there still will be an 8-foot fence on the east side between storage facility and these neighbors. And we've discussed that this fence, we would like to see that fence be constructed along the entirety of the project in its initial phase, not later phases. And then, as we've mentioned in the work session before in other meetings, that the city would be responsible for the fence from this portion up to where it connects to the city. I think we've discussed that. So, nothing new.
I can't read it. I'm trying to open it up. It's taking a long time. Did we decide on an 8-foot or is it
8-foot?
Eight foot. And they're only going to build that portion, and the city will build the.
No, sorry.
Across the detention.
They're responsible for the fence from this point all the way south to the end
right.
of their project.
Okay.
The city is responsible
for the fence. Are you going to build it up front? The firewall up front?
Yes, that's what we discussed, building it all up front. The city is responsible for basically this point right here where Cedar Canyon, just along the retention basin.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
That's the only portion that the city is responsible for. We're going to do that in conjunction with this, so it looks like it's the same.
Yeah, okay.
The only change on the storage facility side is with landscaping. Per the city council's instructions, this is no longer grass on the south side. That shows us trees with rock mulch or xeriscape type of ground material.
It says solid fence. Do we know, is it a vinyl fence? Or
no, it's a concrete fence. Our city code actually requires it to be a concrete fence. Or a concrete-like fence.
Yeah,
it can be the...
So it's going to be the panels or just something?
Yeah,
the
panels. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the pure concrete one. Maybe the crane board, it could be the light ones as well. Just the concrete type. So that's really the only changes to the storage facility of Taco Bell from the last time you saw this. As I discussed in the in the work session, the city and the developer have been discussing an agreement between the two parties on the timing of construction. So as I've mentioned, where they're not wishing to post a bond on the property, but they're wishing to simultaneously start construction of the buildings and the building improvements at the same time. The agreement that we've discussed dictates that the city would withhold any certificate of occupancy on the buildings until the public improvements are done and they've been in durability. In discussions with Charlie briefly before the meeting, the Taco Bell piece at least does need carved out per Taco Bell standards, so there could be a recording down at county on that parcel itself. But we would work with them on how that would be recorded. I explained what I felt were the risks to the city. I think that they're very minor in this case. If in the off chance that construction begins and you start seeing dirt moving and pipes being laid and the building going up and then the economy takes a nosedive and the developers decide to pull up stakes and walk away, the city's not on the hook at this point to finish anything. It's still private land. And that's what it means to say we're not the ones that are finishing this improvement at any point. You know, because there's not a bond security that ensures that the city can pull from, there's also not the option to open the business if the buildings aren't, if the improvements are not completed and accepted.
You know what? I want to say thank you for thinking out of the box. That's a, you know, the other side. Because that's really smart.
Well, I hope it narrows the time window that these construction phase happens and we can get some commercial business over. Well, we discussed it with the county. Brenda put in a call to the county today, and there they kind of said, it's up to the city how you want to do it. But I think if you understand the risks and I think you understand the processes involved, I think that it can be a very good.
No, the point is, since there's no public, we can't go in and finish the public improvements because there are no
improvements. And I want to be clear about that.
There's other turnover.
Because if it does, if it is an abandoned project, and it has happened before, not with these gentlemen, but in the past there have been abandoned projects, that is the downside. You know, and it's not something the city would pick up and go in and finish. I want to be clear about that. It's still private land at that point. It's not public land. The city is not accepting the public improvements because there's not a bond in place. So I just need to be very clear about that process. Because I do think that it will be beneficial in this case. I would be very hesitant to do it in residential, but I think for commercial it can be very beneficial for us, especially where there's not a lot of future commercial development for this. That every commercial development will do the same thing. This is kind of it. You know, the rest of the commercial development will already have the public improvements already in place. So this is it. Anyway, I want to be very clear on the record about the risks and what the city is entering into so that we can get the council a good understanding of what's happening. And I can send you that agreement so you can see that. We'll execute that in the next week or so, but you can have a look at it and give me your feedback if you have any. And then the only other thing is I would ask that any approval be make sure that it's subject to final engineering. So you've seen the two site plans for the extra space storage and Taco Bell. What questions, feedback, can I answer? What questions, feedback is there for the developer? I think one thing we didn't look at was the storage facility elevation. They haven't changed from the last time that we saw them, so they're still brick facades. You do have bay doors on three of the four sides, not on the front side, the west facing side. Those big doors will be the same color as the brick. That didn't change from the last time you saw it.
Any other questions or comments? I'm excited to see these projects get started.
We're excited to see another project going on in the city.
It's great.
So the only thing, I mean, I know it's in the public record now, but the plan does show end of fence get back there. I know they've said they'll do that, but is it a written condition for them?
Let's spell it out in the motion because it's not showing. Right.
So I'm excited. Yeah, this is great.
Do you want to go over the elevation before they, I can pull it up.
Elevation hasn't changed.
Yeah.
If it hasn't changed, then you don't need to see it.
Would anyone like to make that motion if we're finished asking questions?
I'll make that motion. I'll make a motion to approve the final plat map for Park Bell located at approximately 9968 North 4800 West, subject to following changes.
Sorry, Mike, there's two motions, one for Top Fill and there's one for Extra Storage.
Okay, with no change on the Top Fill.
Just subject to final engineering.
Subject to final engineering. And then the second one would be to approve, not approve the final plat for the storage facility located approximately 9978 North 4800 West, subject to the following changes. And the only thing that says we talked about an agreement in place of a bond, and then it can continue all the way to 4800 West, or whatever that is.
I should say along the entire property.
Along the entire.
Along the entire.
Entire east.
Entire residential property.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve both of these final plans. Can I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Okay, the motion was made by Councilman Geddes and the second by Councilman Ellsworth. And we're going to do a roll call vote on this one. So, Councilmember Ellsworth.
Aye.
Councilmember Geddes.
Aye.
Councilmember Bailey.
Aye.
Denise Anderson, aye. Councilmember Miller?
Aye.
Okay, we are unanimous, so that motion passes. So thank you. That is our one and only item on the agenda tonight, so 17 minutes.
I'm a great dear.
Thank you. I have that motion. Councilmember Bailey, do you have a second?
Second.
Who said that?
Ellsworth.
Okay, second by Councilmember Ellsworth. This meeting is adjourned. Oh, aye. Do you all agree?
Aye.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we are reopening our city council meeting held on Tuesday, May 7th at the Community Recreation Center. And we are going to open the public hearing portion for the final plan approval for Taco Bell and for a storage facility in the Cedar Hills Gateway Commercial Subdivision, located approximately 9968 North and 9978 North, 4800 West, in the SC1 Commercial Zone. So is there anyone here that would like to speak?
Craig
Lundlock. You didn't sign up. Would you like to say anything? Okay, seeing no one who wants to speak on this, this final plan approval, then I will close the public hearing portion and ask for a motion.
Now move.
Okay. All right. Councilmember Bailey moves to adjourn the meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you, Councilmember Ellsworth. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay.